Well, Dante, hello, audience members. I'd like to welcome you to Indigenous Radio, even though we're not even on the radio. My name is Pete Kitewahat, and I will be your host for today. Today, I'm basically going to pitch my show to you guys. So far, I have two episodes. So I have two special guests coming in the first episode. I'm going to have Skylar Anderson come in. Skylar Anderson is he's a father, a Cree person from Gordon's First Nation Reserve. He's also a fourth-year graduate from the First Nation, or fourth-year undergrad at the First Nation University of Canada. He is currently taking theater. He is also the president of the Indigenous Student Association and part of the Making Treaty 4 Collective here in Regina. But most importantly, Skylar Anderson is a TP crawler. I mean, TP erection. I mean, TP Erector, yes. Sky's going to come on a show and he's going to explain how to put up a teepee and the sort of problems and little tricks you can do to basically put up a teepee. He's also going to discuss the significance of the teepee and what it means to horse societies like that of the Cree people. And if we're permitted, he would also talk about the origins of the teepee crawl. I mean, just the origins of the teepee. And hopefully, we'll get permission to discuss those things over the internet. For the second show, we have a very special guest, Teddy Bison, who he himself is a Nakota and a Cheyenne person. He is also a father. He's also a fourth-year theater student at the First Nation University of Canada. He's specializing in lighting design. He also happens to be part of the Making Treaty 4 Collective, and he is a dance choreographer, traditional dance choreographer, and most importantly, he is a champion fancy dancer. Teddy's going to come on the show and he's going to discuss about the powwow trail and most importantly the dietary needs of an athletic dancer. He's going to discuss and give us 10 tips of how to keep them judges looking at you so you can win those specials. Contest is a whole nother game, as he reiterated. Those specials, those are you win like some immediate money. So he has some little tips that he does to keep the judges looking at his feet. One of them being that he just gives them a little bit of money afterwards. Oh, also, he's going to talk about his personal diet and what he eats on an everyday basis on the powwow trail and how he combats the ever so toxic food that the powwow has to offer. He'll tell you some shopping tips and some eating habits of his of how he stays fit and healthy and keeps winning those championships. Anyways, with that, I really look forward and hopefully you guys will stay tuned and see my show, and I hope you guys all have a good time. Until then, stay indigenous, my friends.